bring today on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Hello, everyone. This is Bob Green, and I am the CEO of Fraser Foods. You know, we've got a fantastic array of stores throughout the Southwest and Southeast. We're headquartered in Buena Park, California. Why don't you come on out and see me at Fraser Foods? We really do pride ourselves on our selection of meats. We have Pacific-caught salmon. We have Atlantic-caught salmon. We also have our beautiful Apalachicola oysters. We're specializing in our seafood, especially the shellfish this week. And the oysters that we have are so delicious. Some people, and as you know, no seafood is guaranteed. There is no federal inspection of seafood. But I've had customers come in and say, I'll risk having the usual rashes, and some people even break out along the neck. And one lady broke out all around her mouth and her nose. It was bad, but she said, it was worth it, Bob, to have one of your oysters. And I said, have another.
At Fraser Foods, quality is number one, but taste is even more than that.
Fraser Foods, we believe in quality, but we believe it should taste good, too. Jesus. What does that mean?
Well, I had no idea.
Anyway, welcome back, folks. Bob Green today here on the Phil Henry Show. And I do appreciate them having me back. What's the problem?
Well, I had no idea. You had a customer. She broke out with boils and...
She had the blistering. I think... Do you know anything about seafood rashes?
No, I guess I don't.
Oh, they're very common, and they're not... There's nothing wrong with them. They do happen because a lot of people are sensitive to seafood.
Well, I spoke with Phil Henry once. He told me that he had an itching rash after, believe it or not, eating some kind of a fish sandwich.
Well, I don't know anything about that. An itching rash, that could be anything. Mr. Henry, he could have been reacting to some kind of clothing he was wearing. How old was he?
Well, he was very young at the time, in his early 20s.
Well, I'd have to also throw into the mix then whatever contact he's had with another human being, skin on skin. I don't know.
We're not talking venereal disease, are you?
I'm saying I don't know. But, and I really don't want to know anything about Mr. Henry's habits, but I am saying that the lady that came in and got a dozen of our beautiful Apalachicola oysters.
Now, where is Apalachicola?
That's Florida. And then we have the Chesapeake oysters, of course. They're world famous. But these Apalachicolas are big, beautiful, luscious oysters. And she had about a dozen. She sat down. She went home and by herself steamed a bucket. Didn't even wait for her family.
She did what?
I
don't even believe what I just heard.
I know. So let me say it. She bought a bucket of oysters from us at Fraser Foods.
Then what?
Then she took it home, steamed it, sat down at her kitchen table and ate an entire
bucket?
An entire bucket of steamed oysters from Fraser Foods without even waiting for her family. When her husband and kids got home, she was slouched in a chair.
Oh, man.
This is emotional, isn't it?
It's very emotional, and I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. She was slouched in a chair with just half-eaten oysters laying around. It was bad. And she'd broken out. Her lips were all blistered and nose. And when she came to, because she was in a little bit of an oyster shock from the actual allergy.
Yes.
When she came to, she said, you know, something to the effect of, my God, those are the best oysters. I'll take another steam bucket. And they finally had to tell her, no, where she was. And she was very,
Well, it sounded like she was disoriented.
I would say so, yes.
She thought she was back at where, the restaurant?
Well, there was no restaurant. She bought them from me. So I don't know where she thought somebody was going to steam a bucket for. And I remember when I heard the story, I said to Brew Hinster, I said, I'll steam a bucket for her. And Brew...
Well, that's very childish, don't you think?
I don't know. At the time, it was so shocking, I had to come up with something, and that's what I said. And later, they told me, yeah, because it was relayed back to her. She didn't think it was funny. So the whole thing was actually not good. And so, you're right.
Robert Green joining us from Fraser Foods. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Phil. Good to be with you. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Bob.
Bob, tell us about the... You're going to be on here talking to us about Donald Sterling. I heard that there was a new tape.
Well, they're claiming that there's a new tape on which Mr. Sterling is saying that he's not a racist. I don't know. As you know, at Fraser Foods right now, we've got a couple of in-store promotions. One is The Crucifixion Continues.
Now, that is about Donald Sterling, isn't it?
Well, that has been the accusation, but actually it is a continuation of our Easter promotion. We are selling candies and confections and cookies and things like that at half price.
The Crucifixion Continues.
That's right, Phil, and I'm not prepared to come on your program and debate this.
Well, wait. First of all, Easter is about the resurrection, not the crucifixion.
Well, I'm not religious, but my understanding is that the weekend begins on Good Friday, which is the crucifixion, and goes all the way through Sunday, which is the resurrection, but there was no resurrection unless the guy, first of all, not the guy, but I mean Jesus.
Yeah, you got to be respectful of Jesus.
Excuse me, am I going to be yelled at by a guy whose head went through an oak tree?
Bud, allow me to conduct the interview if you don't mind.
I just think the guy's being disrespectful.
Well, I agree.
You're the atheist and you agree. That's a hot one on me. You're the atheist and you agree.
I am an atheist, but I do believe in respecting the cultural and religious rights of others.
Well, all right, that's a new one on me. You believe in that, Ms. Gray, when Bob Green's on the phone. When Bob Green's on the phone, you believe in respecting the rights of the... When Bob Green is in your living room, what do you say?
How dare you?
Oh, I was at your home, wasn't I?
Yes, you were, talking to Frank. And I'll say it. Frank then went on a business trip, and Bob spent the night at our home. Jason J. Delmonico was there.
Well...
Don't you...
Wait a minute. Now, what's going on here?
Nothing's going on. I spent the night at the house. Frank knew I was there, but I thought I'd make it sound bad because she's trying to turn the heat up under me.
I'm not turning any heat up, Bob. I'm saying to you, if you'll listen, and Phil's making a good point, The Crucifixion Continues is not an Easter promotion any way you cut it.
Well, then I stand corrected, but we have only got 3 more days of the promotion.
Well, here, let me get right down to it. There's people who are saying that you've been in the store, engaging people in conversations there, wherever, throughout the store, about how Donald Sterling is taken, as you put it, the hose. I got a bunch of quotes here from people in the store. Do you want to hear them?
I don't mind. I stand by everything that I say.
All right. One of the quotes, Donald Sterling is getting hosed. Donald Sterling's taking the hose. Donald Sterling up the giggy with the Wawa brush. Donald Sterling, the words rape, fondled, abused, arousal. This goes on and on and on.
Yeah, and it is all applicable.
Now, let me ask you something, Green. This is General Shaw.
Yes, sir.
Now, when you say the crucifixion, Donald Sterling is being crucified. Is that your idea?
I believe that he is, and I think he's being crucified on the cross of political expediency, he's being crucified on the cross of the Black Basketball Player Association.
You know, you realize people think you're an absolute racist.
Oh, I know that. I mean, and I've tried down through the years to prove them wrong, and they just don't care, so...
Well, but, Bob, do you deny that you're a racist?
Oh, well, no. No, we're not going to play that. You're not going to Donald Sterling me, my friend. Everything I say is consistent. You're never going to catch me in a tape recording going on and on like this guy Sterling. Look, I support Sterling, but I agree with you. He is a blithering idiot. There's no question about that. If Don was here...
Do you know Donald Sterling?
I know him pretty well. I don't know. He's not a friend, but I know him. Yeah, I mean, look, I've got money. He's got money. Who does he hang out with? Who's he going to feel safe hanging out with? Guys with money. You're not going to hang out with some of these stumble bums. You're not going to hang around with your chauffeur. You know, you got to hang around with a guy that speaks your language, a guy that breaks bread the same way you do, a guy that puts on one wing tip at the time, only one wing tip, and then later on in the day puts on the other one. I'm joking around.
All right, I understand. He's got to be with birds of a feather.
Exactly. But I said to him, Don, you have got to be the dumbest guy that I have ever encountered for you to let this chick. And he said, well, she was archiving. I said, oh, for God's, she's got you on tape talking like you're the head of the Klan. And I said to him, I said, now look, I said, you're a Jew. He said, watch it. I said, I'm not going to say it. I said, you're Jewish. You ought to know better than to be told than to talk that kind of smack. I said, you got to be one dumb kike.
Come on, will you?
I'm sorry, I didn't say that.
You know something? I'm going to get my husband on the... Get Frank Gray, please.
Oh, God, not that.
You know what, Bob? You are a guy that loves to talk about how he's not prejudice, and I swear to God, I hear more offensive opinions coming out of your trap than even Donald Sterling. At least Donald Sterling has some sensitivity to him. I think Donald Sterling, I think you're right. I think he's dumb. You, I think you're really a racist.
Well, I'll tell you this, Phil, that really hurts, and I am an advertiser.
I don't care. You can pull your advertising for all I care. Frank Gray is joining us here on the line from Santa Monica, California. Get Frank up on the line. It sounds like you're at the very same carnival that Jeff Dowder was at. Frank, how are you doing?
I'm better than Custer. How are you, young man?
Good. Where are you?
I'm not at any carnival, I tell you that. I'm down at the 3rd Street Promenade.
Frank, it's Bob Green.
Okay, Green, how's it going?
It's good. How are you?
Yeah, fine. What can I do for you people?
Well, we're here to talk about Donald Sterling, and Margaret wanted to.
Frank, I just heard Bob Green use the K word, a vituperative and a bigoted and hateful term about Jewish people.
All right, now let me explain something. I've known Green for I don't know how many years. Green is a bigot. He's a racist. He is the lowest scum of the earth. And I will tell you now that if I ever see him around my office, I will have him beaten almost to death and then thrown into the street.
Are you talking about Bob Green?
Bob Green? No, I'm talking about Sheila Green. Sheila Green is the Ray. Isn't that who you were talking about?
No, we're talking about Bob Green.
Oh, her.
Get out of here, will you? What do you mean you've got to get Bob Frank on the line? What good did that do?
See, she always has to get her Jewish husband on the phone to try to back her up.
I thought he would be ready to talk. I guess not.
Who's Sheila Green?
Sheila Green was an office. She was the head of his paralegal department. And she was a gorgeous girl. She was a former model. In fact, she'd been a Playboy model. She was built. She had it all going on. Beautiful figure. But she hated, absolutely despised Jews and blacks. And yet she was very fashionable. We had her over to the house many times. We hosted her wedding reception.
There, right there, Phil. What are you looking at? Here's a guy, Frank Gray, who's Jewish, and he's got this anti-Semite, and he's having her wedding reception. How about that? Woo!
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. But that is... No, you have to understand something. Yes, she was anti-Semitic and she hated black people, but how do I put this?
Well, what you're saying is she was very fashionable and she had connections to important people, so you put up with it.
No, that is very wrong. That's very unfair.
Well, that's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, that's what it is, Parker. Why don't you have the guts you want me to have and admit to the fact...
I am not an anti-Semite.
All right, maybe you're not. But you love money and you love running in those circles and you love breaking bread with chicks who've got big butts and boobs and hang out with Hefner. Probably gives you a thrill.
You know something? If you were here, Bob, I would wad up all 5'7" of you and roll you out onto a freeway just ahead, I don't know, of a semi or something.
An 18-wheeler.
Yes, of an 18-wheeler.
Bob Green is joining us right now from his car. He's driving home here this evening from Fraser Foods, where he works very, very hard. And, Bob, I firsthand saw how hard you work, but we did have a controversy from the other night that we wanted you to address, and I hope that...
very, very happy to address anyone of any controversy we may have. I know that Pastor Rennick is going to be coming on here in just a moment to talk with me about that.
Pastor Rennick will be just a moment, but I want to talk, first of all, Bob, we are going to play a clip from the other night.
All right, now this is from the Saturday Cinema.
Yeah, Bob, this is the Saturday Cinema. When you saw all the nudity, you were reacting very vocally.
I understand that, and the fact that you guys are making an issue out of it, that was a subscription feed for your subscribers. Is that right, Saturday?
That's correct, yeah.
All right, so only a limited number of people heard it. Why are you now going to embarrass me?
You know, that's a very good question, Phil.
Because we heard from more than just subscribers. Apparently it got out.
What got out?
That you were sounding like you were...
Oh, give me a break.
Yeah, dude.
Go ahead.
It sounded... People were saying, is he whacking off?
Are you bullcrapping me?
No, I'm not, man. Why the hell do you think we'd have you on? Here's Robert Green from... This is what we were talking about. Let's kill all the audio and... Robert Green from the other day... This is from the Saturday Cinema. As they're watching one particular scene, and he is rather vocal looking at this this one young lady.
That's his. She's married. Check the pair on that, will you? Fifth wedding anniversary, my ass.
Oh man.
Will you?
Those flower beds.
So.
That one time.
Well, there were other instances.
Look at you. They were showing, Phil. What they were showing on the screen was a young lady. I'm telling you.
Yeah, she was very beautiful. What does that mean?
Did you? I might ask something, General. I want you to be honest. Did you rat me out?
I didn't need to rat you out, friend. People were calling and complaining. I didn't say word one.
Hey, Bob, I was watching on Sunday, and I was thinking, what's with you? You're a grocery store owner.
Yeah. What about that?
That is the biggest point. Hold on. I'll take over from here. Bob, you are the owner of Fraser Foods. There are families that come in there.
I said on the movie. I said, hi, I'm Bob Green. We are family-friendly at Fraser Foods. Please ignore.
Maybe we should have... I don't know.
Maybe we should have...
Maybe we should not have had you on.
Well, had I known that this was going to be the response, I said on the feed, I said, hi, I'm Bob Green from Fraser Foods. And you want to know something? You're going to hear me make some dirty, filthy noises.
No, you did not say that.
I thought I did later on.
No, you didn't. You just, you would say, hey, I don't pay attention.
Yeah, that's what I said.
All right, here's another example.
Wait a second, Phil.
No, wait. Here's another example of what we're talking about.
Oh, knock it off, Bob.
Sorry.
I think that's the blonde. I think that's my girlfriend. She's married. She was married. This is 1961. She's probably dead now.
All right, so that was a very, very, you know...
That was hardly noticeable at all.
That was very slight.
Yes, but Bob, it might have been hardly noticeable, but you were reacting in that manner.
Look, if what you're saying is true, and I understand there were complaints, I didn't think what you just played me there, I thought was much less bad. I thought it was better, not better.
You thought it was worse.
Yeah, I'm nervous, I'm sorry. I thought it was worse. The way you guys described it, now all I did was that one little, I don't know.
All right, Pastor William Reddick's going to join us here from Joyful Union Congregation, Pastor William Reddick in Bell, California. Pastor, you're at I know you're having your festival. Great to talk with you. How you been?
Hey, Phil, I've been very good. You know, Clarence here, she's... I have the recording. Clara's got a recording. Now, let me see. Bob, how are you doing?
I have. I don't think we've ever spoke, Pastor Reddick. Bob Green.
Great to meet you. Now, Clara had a recording of me before she and I. Before we got married, and before I really came full to the Word.
Yeah, you were already called to preach, but I don't think you fully vested yourself.
Yeah, and God forgive me, Bob. When I took Clara out. The first time I took her out, I brought her home and I put a dirty movie.
Get easy. The pastor gets very nervous.
You did what, Pastor Reddick?
I put a dirty movie on.
Put on a dirty movie.
You put a... For this young lady, your date.
Yes, I did. I'd asked her.
No, you did not. You said you had an exotic travel film.
Yeah, but I said, do you want to see an exotic travel film? She said, yes. I thought she knew what I was talking about.
Oh, come on, will you, Pastor Reddick? You know, is that the kind of double talk you gave that young lady?
I told you, this is back when I was not fully vested in the Word, you know. I knew that I was called, all right, to spread the Word. But I didn't yet know how to be fully vested, to be fully, you know, enveloped in the Word. I was partially enveloped.
Half in, half out, the way he did.
I was half in, half out.
You were half in and half out, all right.
Yeah. Now, Bob, enough about me. Let's talk about you, because today I live a righteous life. And I'm calling a great many people to the spiritual, the good way of life. You are out there right now operating out there with no decent restraint whatsoever.
And what we did here, Bob. Now, what about, Pastor, that's not fair, no decent restraint. You heard me there.
I'm listening to you. You sound exactly like me. And on the night that I had Clara out, and you know something? When that was finally pointed out to me, and I finally heard myself, I was so ashamed.
But I'm very proud of you.
I was so ashamed that I turned my life around. Because even though I'd been called to work, I had the turned-around collar. I don't know.
Pastor Reddick had purchased all... He purchased a
like a suit, you know?
Yeah, a preacher suit.
Yeah, he purchased a preacher, and he had Joyful Union Congress, but he had not yet really fully committed.
So we got the recording right here. Listen to this, Bob. This is exactly how you sound it. This is me in 1989 as I'm watching a dirty movie with a beautiful young lady that would be my wife. I blindsided her with this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, get out of here. That's it.
And that's all there is.
That's it. That's the only piece of recording.
That's all you have.
That's not much at all.
Well, I guess that's enough, though.
That's all that I saved. And I play that for Pastor Rennick every so often.
Does she play something to remind me of the sewer that I was swimming in, and I thought I was an Olympic-sized pool?
God, Pastor.
A pool! You hear me, Dickman?
Yes, sir.
All right. Because when I'm talking, you don't talk. You understand?
Yes, sir, I do.
We understand.
All right. I was swimming in a sewer, and I thought I was at a resort. I was swimming in a fetid, stank, funky, hunky, oh, man, a foul sewer, and I thought I was swimming in at the Sheraton Bell Harbor, man. I thought I was in that big-ass pool they got there, Phil. You know the one.
Yeah.
That's where I thought I was. And I was actually
swimming in a sewer.
In a sewer, yeah. Swimming in someone's toilet until this young lady, Clara, opened my eyes and my heart and my soul to the funk. Jesus.
All right, so, and when that, what happened then?
Well, she told me, she said, if you're going to do this, you got to do it 100%. Now, here's the thing, if I may, Pastor Rennick, I'm not you. I'm a guy that sells groceries for a living. I know that. I know you're not a preacher. But I'm saying, when you sit and you watch that garbage, and I heard you, you're going, yeah, that was the one blonde. I know what it was. It's always the one blonde, the one redhead. Doesn't make any difference. The one brunette. When you're doing that, you lose consciousness. You lose track of yourself.
That's exactly right.
You lose. You're not yourself anymore. You're a different man, and you're a man who's hell-bent. You're hellbound. You know, there's all you were talking about that song that Bobby Doolin was singing, like, "Hey Steve, get it right," whatever the hell. There's a song, an old blues song called "Hellhound on My Trail."
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I've.
Yeah. Hell, hold on. Oh, 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 oh. The hellhound on my trail. Long way. Hellhound on my. You gotta have a guitar and drums.
Yeah, I know the song. It's a great blues song.
I'm not talking about being at the Fillmore West here, General. I'm talking about yourself.
I just like the song.
Great, but I'm talking about your everlasting soul. And so, Bob, you're still there, right?
Yeah, I'm listening to everything you're saying, Pastor.
Good. Next time, I heard you say, General, you're not going to show that movie again.
No, we're not going to show that movie again because you know what? It is, I'm getting bored with it, for starters. We've showed it 3 times.
Oh, you're bored with it? Well, but General, you don't say you're bored. You should be sickened by it. You should be sick. You know what? You should give me your copy. I'm kidding. I was going to say give me your copy.
It's on Internet Archive.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah.
Pastor.
All right, listen, Pastor, thank you for the good words.
Well, the Bob Green Charities, we donate money to all of the boys, girls, any kind of a club that benefits kids. We like to raise money for just all the charities, kids that have been, kids that don't walk good, whatever you want to talk about, okay?
So it's a general overall kids fund.
Well, I don't want to say kids fund, but it's a children's fund.
Okay.
And so the money goes, once the expenses are deducted, and I don't want to get into it, cut all this out. Once we deduct expenses and my salary, then we give them...
Can I ask a question?
Not if it has to do with funding.
Well, no, it's about how much money do you raise?
None of your business. No, cut that out, too.
All right. So, Bob Green will be raising money for charity. What have you got coming up, Bob?
Well, what we've got coming up, General, is I am going to be auctioning myself off as a dancer for any bachelorette party, any woman's card game. I know a lot of the young bachelorettes. They want to see a young hunk. I believe that, I've been led to believe by the women... would have gone out with me and dated me extensively over the years, that I appeal to a good, solid, beautiful woman who is a homemaker, who is a wife, who's a mother. I'm not saying that I would ever interfere with anyone's marriage, but women who do have a wandering eye, and they're looking for a man who's successful. So I will rent myself out, or auction myself off, I should say, as a dancer.
Now, you're going to be dancing at bachelorette parties?
Not so much at bachelorette parties. I'll be dancing at card games. Women's bridge games, women's pinochle. I don't know whether women play pinochle or not. You want to research that? Well, I've got a couple of guys. Where are the guys?
Well, you're talking about George?
Yeah, where's George?
He went out to the truck to get something.
All right, when George comes, have George research if women play pinochle. What? Because I'm going to be dancing at pinochle games. So if you let... All right, stop. Cut there.
Yeah, well, this will all be cut out.
All right, and go. So you ladies out there, if you're having a pinochle game, a spades game, whatever you play, I guess the ladies, do they play poker?
Well, probably not so much poker, but I'm sure it'll be bridge. There you go.
All right, bridge. That's a great game, and that's ladies play that. I will come and dance, and now here's the thing. A lot of people are laughing right now, and they're saying, Bob Green, you're 5'6", and you're going to dance? I can tell you this much. If you're a man, you're laughing. If you're a woman, you're intrigued, and you probably are nodding your head. And I can assure you, General, on this one.
Well, you know, a lot of the guys, they're juvenile.
They are, very much so. But once I said I will come and dance at your pinochle game, the women...
You need a drink?
Yeah, cut all that out, okay? Once I said that I will come and dance at your pinochle game, the women, almost all of them, I could see them in my mind's eye, and I don't mean... I'm not trying to be egotistical, but there's certain things you just know, right?
Well, yeah, there's certain things that are automatic, and you intuit them.
Exactly. That's a great word. I intuit. And as soon as I said that I'm Bob Green, and I'm 5'6", and I'll dance at your pinochle game...
Boy, poor Bob, you all right?
Yeah. I'll dance at your pinochle game in a suit.
So you won't get into any kind of... dancing gear?
No, I won't get into any G-string, anything like that. Because let me tell you what, I have respect. I'm all about family values. I think it's fun to come and dance for the ladies. But let's be respectful, because a lot of the women are married. And I will come and I'll dance exotic dances for the ladies in my suit, in a full three-piece suit. I'll wear a vest.
So you'll be doing exotic, is it bump and grind?
Well, you can do bump and grind if you're wearing a suit.
Now, I understand, Bob, you have some of the music.
Well, not only do I have the music, but I'm going to demonstrate some of the dancing that I'll be doing for this. So before I do any of that, I'd just like everyone to know this is Bob Green Today, a production of The Phil Henry Show.
That's correct, Mr. Henry, the executive producer here. Bob Green Today, I'm General Galen Chung, and with us is the CEO of Fraser Foods, a large grocery chain here in Southern California, in the Southwest as well as the Southeast. But I always wanted to ask you, Bob, I know you've said this, your headquarters, the entire national headquarters, is in Buena Park.
That is correct, yes. The national headquarters of Fraser Foods is in Buena Park. And indeed, our national headquarters is in our Buena Park store. So it's very central for us. And our main national crew, we all live in Orange County. Buena Park, for those of you who don't know where it is, is where Knott's Berry Farm is located. I like Knott's Berry Farm a lot. I think Disneyland is a little bit classier, and we did desperately want to get into Anaheim and sort of get a little bit of that Disneyland sunshine, you know?
Yeah, you wanted to kind of bask in their glow.
We wanted to bask in the glow of Disneyland, but unfortunately we were not allowed in. It was some kind of a personal problem. Somebody in the Disney organization had a problem with me. I don't want to get into it.
Now, you know, Bob, you are doing very well.
No, I know. You don't have to... Please don't try to control my behavior.
No, I'm not. May I point something out? Because this will all be cut out.
I want to make sure that all of this stuff, this stuff we're talking about is cut out. Right, Dickman?
Yeah, it's good, sir.
Right.
I just wanted to say, you don't want to appear too petty.
Well, I'm not... What do you mean, petty?
Well, you're saying that somebody at Disney had a problem with you.
That was the word that I got. Somebody at Disney had a problem with me, and they wanted to make some kind of a big deal about it, and I said, you know...
If you want to go...
You want to go, I'm your boy. Let's go. And I even named the place and the time at the old motel down there in right across the street from Disneyland. I said, I'll meet you there. I'll meet you in a parking lot.
Well, all right. You don't want to get into a fight, though, with a... You're the CEO of a major grocery chain.
Well, I was going to get into a fist fight with some big mouth they had at Disneyland in their public relations, I think. And I said, I tell you what, big mouth, I'll make short work of you in the parking lot there at the Marek Motel, and then I will purposely go and get myself a two-day pass for one, and I will hang out at your park for 2 days after I've beat...
This is what you don't want in.
No, I don't want any of this in.
All right, so Bob Green from Fraser Foods. Now, this promotion, this charitable promotion, you'll be dancing at the bachelorette parties.
Well, like I said, I don't see myself at bachelorette parties, but at, you know, where women gather, other than bachelorette parties where I think they probably want the young guys who are wearing the G-strings and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so, but you are going to be exotic dancing, and I mentioned you're going to be doing bump and grind.
Yeah, you know, you want it, the women want sex. They don't want graphic sex, but they want sex to inform the dance. So what I'm doing is I'll go and for a price, $25, or you can make it more, but the minimum price is $25 for a half hour, and it'll cost you $50 for the full hour. I know that doesn't sound like a discount.
Well, yeah, it's the exact same price.
That's right. But you can pre-order. Get your full hour at $50 because the hours get, you know, they get chewed up. I've only got so much time.
All right, so your time is limited, and women can be, they won't get in under the wire?
Yeah, that's right. If you have a pinochle game or a spades game or you're having a bridge game or you're having, I don't know, you may be having a Tupperware, this is what I do. See, this is the Bob Green, my exotic dancing, and what I provide for women is a guy that dances full sex with respect. I want people to know there's no clothes come off, but it is a full sex dance. But it's at a Tupperware party or at a pinochle game.
Or the bridge tournament.
Or the bridge tournament, yeah. So let me get up here.
All right, so Bob Green is going to get up, and you can't see this, but I think you will be describing it.
I will describe the steps that I am... I'm going to describe the steps that I'm taking here in this dance so you... You'll see kind of what it is I'm doing. All right, and Bud?
All right, anytime you're ready.
Go. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Bob is in his... You're wearing a three-piece suit.
Yeah, I am. I got the vest, and you see, yeah. And you can see, I'm not shy.
Bob has a remote microphone on, so he can move around the room.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can see I'm hip punching.
Now right in the bowl. So Bob is now straddling one of the cleat lights.
Well,
may I say?
Well, you go ahead. I'm dry humping this. See, that's what I'm saying.
He's dry humping one of the.
Yeah.
And now he does a twirl. And now he is hunching or humping, if you will, one of the chairs.
Yeah, I'm leaning over the chair. Give it a hip thrust. Cool the music for a second there, Dickman.
Tell you what, dude.
Cool the music for it. Thank you. All right. I want to let everyone know that this is what I'm doing is there's nothing crude. There's no graphic sex. I'm not taking my clothes off. But at the end of this, what I do is for the last note, I pull my fly down.
Yes?
What's wrong with you?
Nothing. I just I choked.
Yeah, I pull. That's the only thing I do.
So you don't. But you don't. No one sees anything.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not wearing. I'm awfully sorry. I've got some kind of an allergy, and we'll cut all this out, right?
Yes, sir. We'll cut it out on account of it's an allergy.
That's right. What I'll do is I'll pull the fly down. I'm not wearing any underwear. So there's a chance. And this again, if you hire Bob Green to dance at your bridge tournament or to come in and say, you know, Bob Green is going to dance at your ladies' club meeting or whatever. See, that's what we do. If you have a ladies' club...
Well, there's ladies' clubs. There's also little neighborhood Tupperware, as you mentioned.
Yeah, your Tupperware party. Now, what happens is the following thing. I dance. It's clean. I'm in a three-piece suit, and I'm doing bump and grind. It's very, very sexual, but there's no nudity. At the very end of the dance, I then da 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 da
All right, on the final beat.
On the final beat, down comes the zipper on my fly. I'm not wearing underwear, so you may see...
Well, let me ask you, if I may, will people see the sex organ?
It depends on where it, you know, what happened. Because I'm dancing, I'm moving around. So it's kind of a thing where, wow, I wonder...
So the women are thinking, I wonder if I get to see Bob Green's dick.
I don't think I like that, General.
Well, what do you mean?
That's dirty. Can you cut that out?
Yeah, cut it out. Cut out the word dick.
Well, no, I'm... The way you said that, yes, that's probably what they're thinking, and that is the draw. But I don't want to be that graphic.
But before we resume the tape, so you don't have any... You don't have any underwear on.
That's, yeah, for the fifth time.
Okay.
What about it?
You don't have any underwear on, so you, on the downbeat.
On the downbeat, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Robert Green is Robert Green, and he's with us here from Buena Park, California. Bob is the head of Fraser Foods, which is one of the top food, it's one of the top grocery chains in all of the Southwest, and he's on to join us here to talk to us about the winner of the TPC. Bob, is that right?
Yeah, Phil. The TPC winner is Soo-Woo Kim, the winner of the Players' Championship. And this is the young man that hails from South Korea. And I find that to be quite astonishing, to be honest with you, because South Korea, as you know, is currently under threat of a nuclear attack by North Korea. And for this young man to have the kind of presence of mind that he, I believe, was 10 under with the win, it was just an amazing, amazing win, especially, as I say, hailing from a country where he is living that is south of North Korea, where they're threatening nuclear war.
Now, do you think the win is all that much better?
Well, that's what I came on to talk to Phil. Is Phil there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, I want to talk to him.
But I get to ask a question, too.
I know that, Robert. I got nothing against that. I swear to God, it's not racist or anything like that. I'd like to know that the host is there. So, you know.
Yeah, all right. Say it's not racist.
I swear to God, it's not racist.
All right, let's get off of that, all right?
Well, you know,
I think there's some suspicion, Bob, of you.
I know there's been suspicion of me in the past. I apologize. It's not. I just want to... Henry's there, right?
I'm right here.
All right, well, my point, therefore, is the same, that this guy, Soo-Wee Kim, Si-Woo Kim, is quite a magnificent golfer.
I know, Bob, you are mentioning this because of an experience you had today playing, is it checkers?
That's right. We are actually engaged in a checkers tournament this weekend, myself, members of my family, and it's the South Bay and South Orange County Checkers Tournament that we've had for about 6 years. I was playing checkers this afternoon when the word came in. I heard something, I believe, about Trump or something. Something got me upset. And I got up from the table. I went to the bathroom. I had a little, you know, a hard time in there. I came back and kept playing checkers.
This is a checkers tournament. Is it just your own family?
Yeah, members of my family, extended members of my family and friends.
All right.
So I went into the bathroom, had a hard time, came back out to continue the checkers game, and I my stomach was bothering me. It was a very, very interesting and difficult afternoon for me because of something I heard. I forget what it was. Oh, I know what it was. Somebody said that it's getting closer to him being impeached. Now, I'm a big Donald Trump supporter, and to hear that gave me a very difficult time.
Yeah, you mentioned...
Please don't say it, Dickman. Don't say it because for a variety of reasons. Don't say it because I could come to the phone, or theoretically, not that I really can.
Right, well, let's just... Never mind. I know what you're saying, Bob. You know, Bud, this is a very personal piece of information.
You know that, right, Bud?
All right. Personal information. You never told me that before.
Well, I'm telling you now. So I had a difficult time. And then I read about this young man, Si-Woo Kim, winning this golf tournament, even though his country could be blown apart by North Korea and the madman that lives there. And my admiration for this young man was just through the roof. It also
made me feel less of myself. And I went to the office over to Fraser Foods to see if we'd been affected by any of that malware. That was it. That was another thing I was worried about.
Well, the malware scare is international.
Right, but it's been hitting businesses. And when I sat there trying to deal with the malware and having a problem having to go to the bathroom every 5 minutes because of my nerves, not being able to be in the checkers tournament, and I was thinking, excuse me for saying this, Phil, but I was thinking of myself, I was thinking of Bob Green this way, I was thinking, how chicken shit, if you pardon the word.
Well,
I had to use it. What a chicken shit guy I am, and not just my nature, but for me to get bogged down in this chicken shit, that checkers tournament, right? And I have diarrhea?
That's what you don't want me to say.
Right. I say it, not you. So I went home, and I got out a piece of paper, and I did the Jefferson T. And on the one side, I wrote down the things that I have to live for, and then on the other side, I wrote down the things that I'm not making it.
Oh, Bob, what are you, I hope this isn't some kind of crisis of confidence.
It's not a crisis, but for me to have diarrhea because I heard that there's malware and Donald Trump did this or that is some horse dung, and I can't sit down for a game of checkers because I got to get up and sit on a toilet while this young man, Siwoo Kim, can live under the threat of a nuclear holocaust and win the tournament players' championship. I got to tell you, I felt lesser of myself.
What did you think of him?
What did I think of who?
Of the golfer, Siwoo Kim.
Well, I mean, I admired him, if that's what you mean, but this is more about me and what I was able to do and what I wasn't able to do. Obviously, he did a great thing.
Well, this is, I think, a very uncharacteristic, Bob, but I think nonetheless very admirable bit of self-appraisal on your part, don't you think?
Well, I will admit to you that I've had my ego problems in the past, and maybe this is a step up, I don't know.
Bob, this is General Shaw.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. You were in a checkers tournament, and you found that you had such an upset stomach over news of Donald Trump and the malware problem that you had a diarrhea problem, as you put it.
Yeah, that's it. I wish there was a more delicate way of putting it.
Well, you had a problem, your stomach problem, stomach cramps.
Yeah, except it wasn't cramps. It came on me all of a sudden, and I'm being serious. I didn't even know until I actually felt it before I.
All right, I don't think we need to.
I'm sorry, I didn't want to get into this business, but yeah, I felt that and I realized that, and then that's when I saw on the TV the news of this young golfer. I think they should be very proud of a young man like that. I think that his parents should be proud of him. I think his countrymen should be proud of him. And I think all of us in the world should admire a young man half my age who can stand in and golf in a tournament like that and come away the champion even as a madman. And I'm not trying to be funny. When you look at what the threat is to the South Korean people, this madman in North Korea with that haircut and everything that he represents, and I said to Jim Newbell, one of the guys I work with, he's a bag boy, and he said he was in national security. I don't know if it's true or not, but
he does what?
He bags groceries, and he said he was in military intelligence, and he's probably not telling me the truth, but he did say one thing that struck me as true. He said that they calculate this, that they cut that guy's hair, and this is going to sound weird, they cut his hair so he'll look like a freak.
Oh, get out of here.
That's what he said.
This is a guy that bags groceries.
Whether he bags groceries or not, look at that guy, Kim Jong-un, or whatever his name is, and tell me that that haircut isn't, and I heard what you said, Mr. Henry. You said that they've got their haircuts so they're always ready for electroshock, which I know you think was funny.
Well, it was intended as a joke, yeah.
Well, let me tell you, I don't think it's electroshock, but I think they do cut their hair that way to scare hell out of guys like me.
Well, you know, Miss Green, I admire you for admitting that. I really do.
Thank you very much.
And I want to tell you that it is a scary thing, but I don't think you should put yourself down, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you own a big company and everything.
Well, I know I own a very successful grocery chain, but to sit there and play checkers with my nephew and not be able and just get blown right out of the tournament, and I'm usually favored in the family checkers tournament. Not that that's a big deal.
Well, it's that's fun, though.
It's a lot of fun, and I'm usually favored. But when I heard about you know, Donald Trump, the stuff he was doing, the malware, and I got nervous, and all of a sudden I can feel it going.
I would really hope that you wouldn't keep referring to it.
All right, I'm sorry, but so I left. I went to the office. I looked at the to see if we had malware, thinking all the while about this kid in South Korea. I was ashamed of myself. I really was.
I think in this world of ours...
Well, hold on for a minute, because I'm not done yet. And what I did want to warn you... I'm not warning you, Phil. I didn't mean to say that. But what I want to say is, please don't take this to mean I need advice, because that's what I'm hearing right now.
All right, but Phil was about to give an opinion.
It sounded like he was going to give advice.
Well, why do you say that?
Because you said, I think that dot, dot, dot.
Well, don't you expect that we're going to want to do that?
What? No, I don't need advice. I'm telling you guys. See, I'm giving you advice and telling you to appreciate every... You understand what I'm saying, Phil?
All right, yeah. Okay.
You know, appreciate every moment that you're alive, because today I went through a life-changing experience.
You went through a life-changing experience where you felt something warm going down your leg.
Fuck you.
Bob has started a Twitter feed. Bob's finally on Twitter, and I guess we should say congratulations, good luck. I don't know what to tell you, Bob, but you were pretty active this weekend, huh?
Well, yeah, I was, Phil, and hello, everybody.
Bob, congratulations on your Twitter account. Good luck, because I can tell you, this weekend, I said, I don't know how people have time for it.
Well, we want to be on Twitter because we want to give Fraser Foods the presence that we think it deserves. And I want to say hello to all the people that have been shopping at Fraser Foods in conjunction with Bob Cavanaugh Pizza and Mrs. Wonderful's Meats and Poultries. We have recommended that people take swimming lessons because of the Hurricane Irma.
I saw that. You recommend people get swimming lessons brought to you by Bob Cavanaugh Meats.
No, but God.
Well, that's what I thought he said.
No, let's get it straight. Bob Cavanaugh Pizza.
What do you mean, get? I don't know. Nobody gave me any script.
Well, I mean, I did tweet it out, and see, that messes up what I'm trying to do, Henry. So
let's get something straight here. I'm Phil.
I'm sorry. It messes up sort of...
You guys ought to work this out before you go on the air.
Yeah, Phil, this is not the time or the place.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Bob. Why don't you talk to me after the show?
I'm not talking to you, Dick, but I want to tell Phil. No, folks, if he does that...
Let's not talk about it now. We'll talk about it off the air. We don't have any scripts here. We don't know what's happening. It's Bob Cavanaugh what?
Bob Cavanaugh Pizza, not Bob Cavanaugh's Meats. That's Mrs. Wonderful. The reason why is because we want to make sure that people get the proper credit here.
All right, so Bob Cavanaugh's Pizza and Fraser Foods does what?
We are joining with Bob Cavanaugh. I got to start all over again. I'm talking to this Henry guy. See, one of those things.
Right here, Bob, please.
Sorry. Fraser Foods and Bob Cavanaugh Pizza join in making sure you know to get swimming lessons. Thank you. And then let's talk about whatever we're going to talk about.
All right, swimming. Is there any reason why you're recommending swimming lessons here at the beginning of the fall?
Did we just have a hurricane? You had a load of this guy. This guy...
Well, what are you laughing at, Phil?
I'm sorry.
I'm talking about a guy over here.
Hey, Bob. Yeah, I know we had a hurricane. And taking from that hurricane and all of the devastation and all of the terrible things that happened, you recommend people get swimming lessons.
Well, you know something, Phil? It's not a bad... I know there's a lot of other stuff they need to think about, but it's not a bad recommendation. And that's what Fraser Foods, along with Bob Cavanaugh Pizzas, is doing. I'm sorry to lose my temper here, but I've been waiting to come on your program for a couple of weeks. I told you we got the Twitter feed going. And Mrs. Wonderful's Meats and Poultries, did you get that too?
So we can do a lot of plugs for all of these different products that you sell, but I want to be clear about something here. The swimming lessons is relative to Hurricane Irma.
Yes. I mean, why, you know...
Bob, there needs to be a little sensitivity here. Forgive me, I don't mean to tell you what to do.
Well, that's what you're doing, though.
Well, if you're going to get on there and say, Bob Cavanaugh's Meats and Fraser Foods...
It's Bob Cavanaugh. Hold on. Right now I'm with Dorothy Cummings, one of our PR people. We're actually on our way up to San Francisco for a conference with the West Coast Grocers. Hold on. It's Bob Cavanaugh's. Can you hear me?
We can hear you fine.
All right. Bob Cavanaugh's Pizza.
Oh, okay. We got that.
I got Bob Cavanaugh's Pizza.
Yeah, in association with Bob Cavanaugh Meat.
There ain't no Bob Cavanaugh Meat. It's Mrs. What...
But are you doing that on purpose?
No. It is kind of confusing.
No, it's not confusing. I tweeted it out this weekend. Let me tell you something, Phil. I spend a lot of money with you, and I expect far better service than this.
I apologize, Bob. I didn't know that we had to have a script with this stuff on it. I thought you were just going to come on and talk about it.
Bob Cavanaugh's meats and Mrs. Wonderful's meat, not Bob Cavanaugh's meat. God damn it. I'm talking here. Dorothy Cummings is one of our top PR people. Should be on the phone with me, but she's driving. We're driving to San Francisco. We can save money on the airfare. And so I can be on your program, and I can put the money into advertising, and I come on with you, and it's Bob Cavanaugh's meats and Mrs. Wonderful's pizza. This is something that is going to come back on me fivefold.
All right, Bob, hold on. Robert Greene from Fraser Foods is with us. I guess we didn't get the name of one of his people that he promotes, the food brand that he promotes, Bob Cavanaugh's Pizzas, and it's Mrs. Wonderful's Meats and Poultry.
That's correct.
All right. And Bob Cavanaugh's Pizzas and Fraser Foods join in recommending that you get swimming lessons. And
Mrs. Wonderful's Meats and Poultry joins Fraser Foods in wishing everyone a very happy, you know, we wish you well on this hurricane. I don't know how you want to put it.
How about best wishes?
Best wishes on the... Well, that sounds a little insensitive.
I think she's being sarcastic.
Bob, don't you know that this is not a greeting card celebration?
I understand that. But we want to make sure that we're being topical, you know, and we get this stuff in.
All right, well, you can be topical, but not turn it, as Margaret said, into a Hallmark moment. You know, you don't say, hey, best wishes.
I get it. I understand. God damn, break my balls.
Robert, please. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Name's Bob, Phil. Let's keep it very informal.
Bob Greene with us here on the Phil Henry Show. Fraser Foods, Bob Cavanaugh's Pizza, and Mrs. Wonderful's Meats and Poultry join with Fraser Foods in recommending that you get swimming lessons and best wishes on the event of the hurricane. Is that what this says?
If that's what it says, that's what it says, yeah.
And like Margaret said, you know, it's not...
Whoa. Are you guys giving me an opinion now?
Bob, listen, that's a losing pitch, a losing proposition.
Wishing people the best.
On the event of the hurricane, yes.
Bob... Never mind. We're not here to critique your advertising campaign.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
No, we're not here to critique your advertising campaign. It's a fantastic advertising campaign. You're a great sponsor. We're happy to have you. I know you wanted to come on and talk about these gifts that were going around.
Well, I mean, these are... now, this started when I first got the Twitter feed up around last week when we finally got it going, and one of your fans took a picture of me and turned it into what you call... And I'm not... clear on it. Dorothy knows. They're called GIFs. Is that it?
Yeah.
GIFs, Phil?
Yeah. Is it like a little...
Yeah, it's a little looping thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this was me, and I don't know who did it. It was some teenage kid in Orange County, and I think I know who it was, to be honest with you.
Do I know him?
You better not. How about that?
Jesus.
Well, so this was a bad thing.
Well, the kid took a picture of me and turned it into what you call this, a GIF.
Now, what again is a GIF? Because I'm not familiar. You know, General, it's like those... Remember that picture of that baby putting his finger in his nose? Oh, yeah, the baby kept putting the finger in his nose over and over again. Yeah, that's a GIF, huh?
That's exactly right, General. And these GIFs, which were started by this Vine, or the Vine, something like that. They used to call them Vines, now they call them GIFs. And they had a lot of people that were really good at them. But I guess people they were bored with them or something. So the vines you don't see, but you still see these GIFs.
Oh, wait a minute. What is a vine?
It's the same thing, General.
It's the same thing, General, except it's just different people calling it different things.
What's these looping things?
Yes.
Right. And so this kid took a picture of me and put two sticks of dynamite in either ear, which you're probably going to laugh, and then my head blows up. Now, I thought it looked, and then it says, you know, eat at Fraser Foods or something like that, as my brain's...
Oh, my God!
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It was that graphic.
No, it wasn't. Mr. Green, I saw it. Didn't have no brains.
Well, it had bits and pieces of the dynamite stick flying all over the place, and then my head was empty, that's what it was, which I would have rather them have brains, you know. In other words, what they're saying is, Fraser Foods not only sucks, but Bob Green's an idiot because he's got no brains, and let's just blow his head up. I found it to be offensive.
Yeah, but Bob, that means people are talking about you.
No.
Yeah, but that's true. You know, they say that, Bob, that when people start talking bad about you, that it's good.
You know, I've heard that whole thing. There's no such thing as bad publicity, just no publicity, and all they want is to spell the name right. I don't think that's true. I think you can have bad publicity that really makes you look like a real chimpanzee, or as Bart used to say, chimpanzee.
Yes, I still say chimpanzee, but doesn't apply here.
All right, well, I don't know. What does a chimpanzee...
A chimpanzee is a respectful term. So if you say that this man works like a chimpanzee, he works very diligently and very rapidly. He is intent. He stays focused as a chimpanzee, which is a higher level of the chim.
Of a chimp?
No, the chim, C-H-I-M.
You know, I'm going to lose my mind.
I don't understand.
Margaret, some other time, all right?
I mean, the chim as opposed to the chimp.
Well,
let's just talk about it at another time.
The chim as opposed to the chimp.
Well, so I'm not a chimpanzee, so I'm just a...
Bob, please.
Yeah, we're really wasting time talking about it because the entire concept of the chimpanzee doesn't apply to you.
Uh-huh. The point being that this gif was repeated over and over and over again over the weekend. Now, I know you took it down, Phil. It was in one of the feeds, the Phil Henry Show feed. You took it down. But I saw it being repeated over and over around Twitter, and I would like to make the announcement now, if there's anyone listening, to take down the exploding Bob Green head, the GIF, as Phil calls it. They used to call GIF, used to be Frank Gifford. Phil, remember that?
Yeah, I do. He was...
Yeah, I remember a time when the GIF was Frank Gifford. Ain't that right, General?
Yeah, that's great.
What's with you guys?
Well, what are you trying to do here? Turn it into some kind of a... You mean you want to be the real well-meaning uncle who's got a good sense of humor?
I'm trying to let the kids know that I can take a joke.
All right, well, if you can take a joke, I would suggest that you just drop the subject.
Well, I can't drop the subject because you got my head blowing up all over... What are you talking about, drop the subject?
Bob, it would be much better if you dropped the subject and... What will be, people are going to comment on you.
They can comment all they want, but they can't have my head blowing up. Boy, these people I'm talking to.
Hey, Bob.
Sorry.
Bob, you know, people are going to make fun. They're going to make all kinds of comments. They're going to try to make you look like the baboon of the year. But my friend, it really, in the end, is up to you as to the kind of man you are, the kind of friends you make.
Now, here we go. I'm a baboon. But I'm a chim.
No, you're not a chim. You're a chimp. I'm sorry I even brought it up.
Yeah, because it's starting to piss me off. I'm talking about him being a baboon. You are the baboon of the year.
But what is this, anyway?
Let me show you. And I don't have any underwear, so you ask me, will they see my penis?
The luck of the draw, huh?
It's literally the luck of the draw. If you're lucky, okay. If you're not, you know, here we go.
Yeah. My Bob has resumed dancing.
Yeah, see, I'm hunching the...
As he's thrusting his hips with each one of those.
All right. Come on, lady. And this is, at this part, I pull the ladies up to dance with me.
Okay.
And then I twirl the lady back into her seat, and then I stand in front of her, and I give her a private show.
Well, it's not private, just the other women are there.
Well, that's true. But if they want to... Now, this is the point where the women can tip. And if they do, if they lay a 20 on me, if they... It all depends. What is it they used to say? The bigger the bill, the bigger the thrill. I can't... I'm not going to do anything filthy, but I can make it interesting.
Yeah! All right, Bob's now using the entire room, twirling around.
Hey! Boom! Boom, shoot, ba-doom.
All right, now.
In a couple of seconds here, that fly will come down.
Now he's standing. You're standing in front of one of the chairs. Is this a private show?
Yeah, this is another lap dance that I'm going to do. All right. Here it comes. La, da, da, dee, da. Dad.
And
down comes the fly right there, see? So the zipper comes down.
All right, okay.
Well, I didn't want you to look. Cut all this out.
Yes, sir.
I did. I saw your dick.
Yeah?
Well, is that what you hope happens?
What do you mean, is that what I hope happens?
Oh, fuck.
What does that mean? Is that what I hope happens?
Well, as you were dancing around the room, not wearing underwear.
Yeah, so my dick's moving around in my pants. Christ.
Right.
If you're saying, do I hope that some woman looks and there's my dick? Yes, I do. However, if it's a dude like you...
You didn't need that, did you?
No, to be honest with you, that kind of... That starts my day off on the wrong foot. No offense to anybody that, you know, to the orientation of anyone listening. So that's it, and that is... We're going to have a lot of editing to do, huh?
Well, you should sit with Bud after this, or whenever you have time, and go through the edits.